Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The judge overseeing former President Trump's alleged election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. The Justice Department recently filed a protective order asking the judge to censor presidential candidate Donald Trump's speech about the case. Trump's lawyer responded this week claiming the order violates the First Amendment of the Constitution. The GOP frontrunner is not required to attend. As inflation continues to drag on your wallet, more Americans are dipping into their 401k accounts because of financial distress. That's according to Bank of America data. The number of those who did so during the second quarter spiked from the same time last year by 36%. Most cite inflation as the main reason. Bank of America's data also shows overall employee contributions remain consistent over the first half of the year. There's a new national monument in the Southwest.
Nearly 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon is being designated a national monument.
Preserving these lands is good not only for Arizona, but for the planet. It's good for the economy. It's good for the soul of the nation.
During a visit to the Arizona site on Tuesday, President Biden said his action protects lands sacred to Native Americans in the region and permanently bans new uranium mining. It's part of the president's plan to conserve 30% of U.S. land and waters by 2030. I'm John Schaefer.
Rapper Tory Lanez has been sentenced to 10 years in prison after being convicted of shooting fellow rapper Megan Thee Stallion during an argument in the Hollywood Hills in 2020. The charges carry a maximum of just under 23 years in prison, while prosecutors asked for a 13-year sentence. Lanez, whose legal name is Daystar Peterson, was found guilty of 3 felony firearms counts over the incident. USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Credit card balances in the United States have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever.
The New York Federal Reserve is reporting that total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Bankrate senior analyst Ted Rossman says this is a major reversal of a pandemic-era trend.
Early in the pandemic, there was this big groundswell of people paying down credit card debt. Well, since then, balances are up 34%. And I think this really just speaks to these trends of high inflation, high interest rates, more people carrying more debt for longer periods of time.
Fed researchers said inflation and higher levels of consumption contributed to the rise in balances. Meanwhile, total household debt also grew to a record of over $17 trillion. I'm John Schaefer.
This little man is just 13 years old, but this American soccer phenom could be playing in the pros.
Young Davian Kimbrough is a member of the Sacramento Republic FC's Youth Soccer Development Academy, and he signed his first professional contract. He's now eligible to compete for a spot on the first team in 2 Youth Academy seasons. He scored 61 goals and was named Most Valuable Player in 2023 at a prestigious under-13 international professional tournament. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Today is National Women's Day. Every battle gets them one step closer to freedom and equality for all women. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? Especially when you've got an administration that we're dealing with today. I mean, a president is so close to the southern border, you'd think he could hitchhike there. But no, he doesn't even want to talk about that. But he wants to talk about an emergency for climate. Okay, did you realize we've got an emergency? He has supposedly submitted an emergency order for climate change. Uh-oh. What does that mean? Okay, the president for Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, who knows all, he didn't even need a crystal ball. That's how much he knows. So he can break it all down to us. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
Well, you know, I'm doing okay. It's a beautiful day, so the climate looks fine here. But, well,
Did you realize we're under an emergency? He made a statement yesterday that we're under an emergency, a climate change,
This was signaled by, of all people, Klaus Schwab, the head of World Economic Forum's daughter, who said we're going to impose a climate, just within the last 2 weeks, that we're going to impose a climate emergency, and it doesn't really matter if people like it or not. And the climate emergency is it gets hot in the summer and it gets cold in the winter.
Right.
There's no rising ocean.
How did we exist without these geniuses, Rick?
Well, the problem with emergency order is we saw what happened with the COVID emergency order.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting to. Go ahead.
And it's a gives broad sweeping powers to just enact whatever regulations and changes that the president should choose to do. Mm-hmm. And with a Congress that, you know, the House might try to defund it, but the Senate's going to, you know, you've got to get it through the Senate, and something through the Senate, you have to have a veto-proof majority to stop a president from doing this. The Supreme Court could say, rule that he doesn't have the power to do it, but the Supreme Court would sit there and have to, you know, this would be a ruling akin to in the 1930s when the Supreme Court ruled the National Recovery Act was unconstitutional, creating a bit of a crisis because immediately Franklin Roosevelt threatened to pack the court, and immediately upon that, the court then backed down and never defied him again with any of this stuff he was pushing into place. So this is a problem. I mean, this is huge,
especially coming from Klaus Schwab, because that means just like with COVID, which is one of the words we're not allowed to say anymore. You know, back in the old radio days, you couldn't say booger, but now you can't say COVID, because if you say COVID, then
Carlin routine has to change entirely in terms of the seven words you can't say.
Oh, exactly. That's the deal. So here it is, because if you say the C word now, you can get canceled, you can get knocked off the air. This is in some parts of the broadcasting, you know, networks that are out there, which is disgusting, because it's all being controlled by a communist controlled entity, the WHO, right? So the WHO is dictating pandemic COVID policy, and that if you say anything that doesn't comport with what the WHO stands for, then Facebook, YouTube, that they will cancel you, and you will lose your presence on their platform. And going, wait a minute, these guys, they didn't get 100% right, they didn't get 50% right, and we're going to yield our sovereign, and in a sense, I mean, this is kind of a yield of a soft sovereignty here. Joe Biden is trying to firm this up in the dark hallways of his palace so that they can sign off on this. But meanwhile, you know, you get this deal, like you said a couple weeks ago, that here we got an emergency order. Wait a minute, you can't just, you know, pull an emergency order out your back end, because we already saw what the Democrats do with that. They manipulate everything, including, oh, that's right, an election. Right. Okay.
Well, that's exactly, that is probably the most important part of this. They're going to disrupt the supply chain for oil and natural gas. They're going to disrupt
and food.
They're going to do all those things.
Right.
But ultimately, they need there to be an emergency so they can change the election laws to fit their needs to win. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's,
I think what they need is they need medication. Because, and not necessarily for Joe Biden, but for, what is it, 50% of the Democratic Party, they don't even want Joe to run. I mean, come on.
Well,
talk about a vote of no confidence, right?
The polling shows that they don't want him to run. When you poll issues that are of concern to the American people, climate is down around 10th to 12th. It's, you know, if they wanted to do the stuff they want to do, run on it. Let's have let's have a discussion about it. Let's have a fight over it. But instead, this is a, we had the decision was made by some Republicans in the Senate that they were going to let the Inflation Reduction Act go through, which essentially puts the tax structure in place to impose the Green New Deal. And you know, they made it, the Senate Republicans made a decision that they weren't willing to fight against it. So we're now going to have a decision that we're going to have to make in terms of getting the how we deal with a climate emergency when the EPA has been told by the Supreme Court that they have dramatically overstepped their bounds. Does the climate emergency override an EPA Supreme Court ruling saying that they can't overstep their bounds? Well, you would say it does. It's
then it's a court battle, and meanwhile you've got you could have 12 months, 24 months down the road before it's solved.
Well, the damage that gets done, that's the problem. The amount of damage that gets done, not just economically, but an economic transformation, but the fields that aren't planted and the vegetables that aren't produced, the animals that are not raised, and hence the meat that is not produced. All those things have massive effects, and if they do nothing else under this but to change the ability to use pesticides and weed killers, you diminish your crop value by 40%, the amount of yield by 40%.
What you're bringing up here is so important, and the people need to catch this. Because of the mistakes, the blatant mistakes, and I give them a lot of credit by saying they're mistakes. I mean, this is all manufactured. It's by design that this administration has done. In order to correct this damage, we could be a couple of decades. It's not like all of a sudden you flip a switch and you undo the damage that this knucklehead has done to us.
Well, the fact is, just the fact that the banking industry won't invest, won't allow money to be borrowed for unfavored industries, drives those industries out of the capacity to expand to fix the problem. So by creating a national emergency on something, by creating even the regulations they've done now, you're in a position where a lot of the big banks have signed off on the woke agenda, by the way. A lot of big banks are not offering the ability to build a new refinery. They won't provide the capital to build a new oil refinery.
And you can't blame them. because they're forced into this situation because of what the EPA, what this Democratic Party and the radical left has done to this country. And look, I'll tell you, the voters of America have got to wake up, because the fact of the matter is that we, the people, we've created this mess. Good news is we can uncreate it, but we've got to move quick. More from Rick Manning after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. I know this sounds messy, doesn't it? I mean, but this is how dangerous this is. And this is, again, some of the takeaways that you should have regarding the experience of COVID. And now you got Joe Biden spouting that there's a climate emergency. Climate? Come on, give me a break. But you see, you may just see that headline and go, oh, okay, all right, no big deal. Oh, it is a big deal. because just like it did with COVID, it empowers the government and this, you know, this unelected force to impose their will upon the American people. And the thing is, by the time this thing gets reversed, you know, the damage has already been done, as Rick Manning said earlier. This damage, I mean, this could take, you know, 10, 20 years, you know, to resolve, right, Rick?
Yeah, well, the fact of the matter is, if they do a climate emergency and they invoke all sorts of rules relating to elections, for instance, mm-hmm. And we know that the left is pretty desperate to make certain that a certain candidate doesn't get reelected. But if this is just fooling with elections, it has the, basically puts some on a scale and makes it almost an emergency every 4 years to elect the person they want. But just structurally, I'm just going to put what would happen if there was a climate emergency declared. It would, without reading any specifics on it, just using COVID as a model, it would allow agencies like the EPA, the Transportation Department, a whole variety, raft of agencies, to be able to impose rules in terms of how the economy runs. Mm-hmm. Because the climate emergency is essentially saying we have to cut carbon CO2 emissions to a certain level now. So what do? How do you do that? They've already been on a war path against the beef industry. You eliminate from Bureau of Land Management any leases that go to cattle.
Yes.
Cattle grazing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like logging. So you eliminate all the leases that deal with forestry in our national forests, which are, you know, USDA controlled mm-hmm. lands.
We'll end up with these great fires and everything, just like Canada, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, yeah, so we're mirroring with Canada
because you failed to even do basic management of your public lands, which is what we're doing now. Canada mm-hmm. has done worse, but that's the environmentalist policy: is don't manage public lands.
Right.
And when you see pictures of public and federal lands versus next to privately held forests, privately held forests are green and healthy, and the public lands are brown and dying because they are, that's kind of
mismanaged.
What happens.
Exactly.
Mismanaged. So you look at this and you say, so it's an attack on every aspect of the economy. The push to have electric cars and every, you know, and two-thirds of the cars being sold being electric suddenly becomes, they're pushing to 2032 for regulatory purposes. That suddenly gets accelerated and gasoline becomes short in supply, not because we don't have it, but because they won't allow it to be processed and delivered. So you end up with and they're trying to force an outcome. This mm-hmm. is And once a car company says, I'm not going to be able to sell an internal combustion engine.
Exactly.
That means you're not going to be able to buy one because they won't produce them anymore.
We'll have to go to Cuba. You got to go to Cuba.
Yeah, we'll have our 1950. We'll have our, in 50 years, they'll be looking quaintly at towns that are driving around in their quaint looking, you know, 2023 mm-hmm. Nissan Sentras.
Right.
So
it's either that or we're going Amish. We're back to buggy.
Actually, one of the ironies. Did you know that when the car was first introduced in the city, mm-hmm. that it was sold as a pollution control device because horses make a mess. Mm-hmm. And the car was the solution to horse mess all over the city street.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, everything is a solution to something.
It's like San Francisco, right? San Francisco's got messes all over their sidewalks and everything.
Seattle's got the same problem. Seattle, though, has I always want to file an EPA suit against Seattle because the shellfish found in the Puget Sound have drugs in them, and they are.
I thought you told them not to do that anymore. The doggone shellfish, yeah. they're starting, what do they get, a baggie from the White House or something? They're all sharing the party?
Well, unfortunately, when you allow drug addicts to overrun your city and then they all pee on the street, and then it rains, which it does a lot in Seattle,
and that
ends up getting washed into the Sound, the animals that are in the Sound that are valve animals that are cleaning things absorb the waste, and as a result they're absorbing the drugs. So it's really an EPA claim against them, but I haven't been able to convince anybody to file it. Bottom line on this is if somebody comes to you and say there's a climate emergency, and then what they're really saying is we don't want to produce anything in this country. We want to have government completely control every means of production in this country. And since ultimately Kamala Harris said it 2 weeks ago, they view the real pollution problem is there's too many people. That's actually a positive end for them if people die.
Right.
And
exactly.
It sounds radical to say it, but anybody who would even talk about trying to impose a climate emergency emboldened by the success of the COVID emergency in terms of restricting our freedoms,
right.
This is about your ability to exist as a human in a modern world.
Right.
And that's what their fantasy is. That's what they're trying to do.
See, this is a big lie. Yeah. See, this is the intelligentsia and the elites of our country that are running us down, ladies and gentlemen, because they're convinced. They are convinced that, you know, you're an idiot and you don't deserve to live. You don't deserve to enjoy life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. They may talk about that, but it doesn't, it doesn't refer to the everyday people. I mean, it's irrelevant.
This is the desperation of those elites because they've done everything they can, because Donald Trump wasn't supposed to happen.
Right,
they had the situation under control. He wasn't supposed to happen. Jeb Bush was supposed to be the nominee in 2016.
Could you imagine?
And then you have Hillary Clinton against Jeb Bush, and whoever won, it didn't matter to them.
Right,
but
exactly.
When you had but Donald Trump won, and the people stood up and said, no, we're doing something different. And since he got the nomination, we have seen nothing, the exposure of this elite group, and who, you know, masters of the universe types, who are sitting there attempting to manipulate everything. And the one thing they've shown time and again is they'll do anything. And there's no law that won't be violated and no precept that won't be broken if it means trying to stop Donald Trump. And the fact of the matter is, if he actually goes ahead and declares a climate emergency and actually shows us the executive order, which he'll have to do eventually, it's up to everybody's got to be contacting their members of Congress. I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, and tell them no.
Yeah.
So defund this. Do not allow him to proceed and force this, because this is the fight for the country. Mm-hmm. We don't get to pick the time. This would be the fight for the future of the country and for the future of freedom, because this is a climate, this is an emergency that is directed at our economic system and to destroy our economic system and finish the fundamental transformation that Barack Obama.
Exactly. Well, the real emergency that we have is in the White House. That's the real emergency, seriously.
Yeah.
And, more information is coming out, and, the old saying, follow the money. What do you think Eric Sherwin is going to tell us? We've got 30 seconds left.
You know, I don't know what he's going to tell us. What I know is we have enough right now to aggressively pursue an impeachment. And everything we get forward is really icing on the cake in terms of making the case. We have a compromised president. We have a compromised administration. And they need to be held accountable.
Rick Manning, thank you. As always, appreciate it. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing former President Trump's alleged election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. The Justice Department recently filed a protective order asking the judge to censor presidential candidate Donald Trump's speech about the case. Trump's lawyer responded this week claiming the order violates the First Amendment of the Constitution. The GOP frontrunner is not required to attend. As inflation continues to drag on your wallet, more Americans are dipping into their 401k accounts because of financial distress. That's according to Bank of America data. The number of those who did so during the second quarter spiked from the same time last year by 36%. Most cite inflation as the main reason. Bank of America's data also shows overall employee contributions remain consistent over the first half of the year. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Well, Tea Party's man in Washington on the Beltway, I don't know how he does it without medication. Bless his heart, Bill Pasco joins us now. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Who said there was no medication involved?
Okay, so you're admitting you're the one that left the bag at the White House. Huh? It was you all the time.
No. I haven't been to the Biden White House. I haven't been to the White House since Donald Trump left.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, just checking. I mean, they can't figure it out. Boy, they can find people all over the country involved with January 6th, but you can't find a little bag problem. And then in order to get rid of it, they put it up in the balloon with the Chinese air balloon, and they blow it up.
Yep. Huh? We got surveillance all over the place, but nothing goes. We're not ever going to find out who left that bag of coke.
Well, don't you love our president? I mean, here he is close to the border, but he's not about to get there. I guess he was just overwhelmed by the Grand Canyon. And probably everybody else around him thinking, oh, my gosh, if he makes a hard left on us, he's going to be down there with the mules at the bottom of the canyon.
Why
right?
Take the chance? Why
yeah, exactly. And then, of course, he blurts out that, did you know that we were under a climate emergency?
I wasn't aware of that, no.
Yeah, he blurts that out, and of course he's talking to a reporter, a female reporter, and she's got a bug on her chest area, and the president, being the very kind and considerate individual that he is, geez.
Don't go there.
He at least he didn't smell her hair, okay?
Thank you.
But he couldn't help himself.
He was too old for that, clearly.
How could you, if you were on his team and you had to clean up after him all the time in more ways, I'd be worn out. I'd want combat. I'd want extra pay or something.
It's a head-shaking exercise. Every day at the Biden White House causes heads to shake again. And the terrible thing about it is, if you're a White House staffer, you have no idea where the next one is coming from.
Well, no. Well, that's why they try to keep him They keep a lid on him because they can keep him controlled, you know. I guess the next thing we're going to do, we're going to start seeing Joe Biden, and they're going to have a harness, like a kid harness on him. And, you know, here, Joe, come on, buddy. Oh, my gosh. You know, the poor man. Poor us. I mean, he's the leader of the free world, and he's leading America right into the ground, all of a sudden declaring this emergency that nobody knows about. And, of course, here you've got this guy with a gun that he doesn't know how to use, and he's firing bullets all over the place willy-nilly. You know, this is a mess, Bill. I mean, we just can't handle this. He's killing this country. The damage that he's doing, and I know people are going, well, you know, we're sweating it out. We've only got two more years. I mean, at every turn, the damage he's doing, we're talking almost decades of recovery here. And that's only if a Republican gets in office or there's Republican control that can, you know, begin to even rectify some of this damage.
You're right. Let's talk about two quick examples just from the last week. Yesterday, we had the Congressional Budget Office come out with yet again revised budget estimates. The budget, the spending in Washington is so reckless that CBO has to come out with new numbers. They were just out in May. We're talking 2 months ago. They have to adjust the numbers that they projected 2 months ago because the spending is so bad. Now they're saying we're going to have a $1.7 trillion deficit for fiscal year 2023, which we're
in one year. In 1 year?
$1.7 trillion. It's going to be the third worst deficit in history. It's up another $100 billion from just what they projected 2 months ago. The reason is spending is just totally out of control. Spending is going to be $500 billion higher than they anticipated at the beginning of the year. And guess what? Revenues coming in are going to be $400 billion lower. Why are revenues so much lower? Because nobody's selling their stocks, because stocks have taken such a hit that they're not selling their stocks, and therefore the Treasury is not realizing the capital gains tax. So people are holding on to their stuff. And the other reason that things cost so much, $134 billion added this year. For what? For interest payments. Why are interest payments higher? Because of inflation.
Exactly.
It's like they don't.
Meanwhile, we keep sending billions to Ukraine. Oh, by the way.
Well.
Right.
You and I disagree on that. On that, Bill. I think that is a smart expenditure, and I'll tell you why. In 30 seconds, we spend money now so we don't have to spend money and lives later. Because if we don't stop what's going on in Ukraine, then China is going to move into Taiwan, and when China moves into Taiwan, it's not going to be just us sending money over there. We're going to have to send soldiers. We're going to have to send sailors. We're going to have to send airmen and Marines over to Taiwan. That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Well, you know, I understand your premise, but we got the wrong guy steering the ship here.
We do.
All right? And that's the problem, because his answer is we're just throwing more money at it, and we'll throw bodies at it. And then, of course, you know, so what if some people get killed? I mean, we looked at the Gold Star families. Bill, heartbreaking. You know, their testimonies of, I mean, this is like, I'm listening, I'm watching this, tears rolling down my face, and I'm thinking, this is Benghazi all over again. I mean, this is so infuriating. And then the president, you know, the conversations and statements he made to, you know, Gold Star families when their children, you know, come home and died unnecessarily. And you've got, you know, the likes of his administration declaring that it was some big victory, that everything was really great, you know, with the exit of Afghanistan. Are you picking kidding me?
And not only that, but commiserating, and I'm making air quotes here, commiserating that he, too, lost a son in Iraq. He didn't lose a son in Iraq. I'm sorry he lost his son, Bo. He lost his son to cancer, not in Iraq, for God's sake. And he shouldn't have insulted those families by saying that he knew what it was like to lose a child in battle, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Well, he's that's his go-to. Every time, whenever there's anything like that, that's like one of the first things he says. He doesn't even stop for a moment to embrace and really listen to the grieving, you know, person in front of him. Immediately, he uses that card. He plays the bow card. And it's like, You know, again, like you, I'm like you. I'm not unsympathetic. You know, I'm sorry he lost his son. But it just tells you something about the disconnect that this man has, that he is the epitome of all things that we consider that are awful in politics and the politicians that make up this category.
I couldn't have said it better. You're exactly right. He exemplifies the worst of politics. He is vain. He is vainglorious. He is arrogant. He is narcissistic. He thinks the world revolves around him. He thinks that he can get away with saying anything to anybody. You know, Beau's death is not the only family death that he has politicized, that he has twisted and told lies about and used to his advantage. He still talks about the death of his wife and his children in a car accident way back in 1972 by trying to pass it off as a drunk driver hit his wife's car. That's not what happened. And he had to apologize to the family of the other driver that was involved in that accident, because it was his dead wife's fault, for goodness sake.
Right.
She was the
right.
one who caused the accident, and he had to apologize. It's time for him to get over this, to mm-hmm. stop trying to use family tragedy for his own political benefit. It's unseemly. It just makes me cringe every time I hear it. It's wrong. That's what it is.
Right.
It's just wrong.
Well, he's the example that he sets for everybody else as the president of the United States, that he is so disconnected from the truth. I've never seen anyone or heard of anyone that, you know, lies with such such disconnect from the truth and no sense of conscience. It just flows out of him. You know, it's kind of like, you know, what Dianne Feinstein had to say about Amy Coney Barrett, that in talking about her religious dogma, she says, "I sense your dogma runs deep." I sense in Joe Biden, his lies run deep, right?
They do. And, you know, it would be mildly amusing, almost entertaining, to watch somebody who's so caught up in his own lies, except for the fact that his lies lead to policies, unfortunately.
Exactly. It's all very costly. Bill Pascoe, we got to leave it there. Thank you, pal. Appreciate it.
The opportunity for outdoor dining, with more people now bringing dogs along to their favorite restaurants and cafes. But is this a good option? I'm Dr. Rena Carlson, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few tips. First, check ahead with the restaurant to make sure they allow pets in outdoor dining areas. Make sure your pet is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Is your dog properly trained to sit or lay at your table despite the commotion around them? The noise and activity can be stressful, so if your pet is excessively barking, panting, or drooling, or can't sit still, these are signs your dog is better off at home. Bring Fido's toys, treats, and water dish, but don't share your meal with your dog. Finally, if you've never taken your dog out to eat, try going at a time of day that you will know will be quieter to see how they react, and be prepared to leave early if needed. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Chris Chmielewski, it is his time. Numbers USA Vice President. He's been keeping an eye on the president. So close to the border. So close, but yet so far away, huh, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it's not really their top concern, so.
Well, of course not. Well, it's, now it's climate. He blurted out. I mean, of all things that we should have an emergency over, let's just, let's do the climate. I guess Klaus Schwab said that's the next marching order. So people wonder, they say, well, who's running the White House? You know, a lot of people have their ideas that it could be Barack Obama, you know, Valerie Jarrett, you know, but it's interesting that it didn't take long. You know, Klaus Schwab made the announcement that he was going to declare, because he's the king of the universe, declare a climate emergency. And then 2 weeks later, here's Joe Biden echoing his words.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You know, yesterday or the day before, you had another Democratic governor in Massachusetts declare a state of emergency because of the illegal immigration problem that's popped up in their state, and the administration wants to focus on every other issue but what's happening down on the border, even though it's on the tops of the minds of most voters.
Yeah, and these blue states that have declared themselves as sanctuary cities are going, whoa, we want to reverse that. I mean, the dominoes are starting to fall in the reality of what we've been reporting, you know, all these years, Chris. I mean, you can see the trajectory of it, and you can thank, in large part, I guess, Governor Abbott in saying, okay, well, let me give you a little taste of what we're dealing here in Texas. We're going to start shipping people up there. And, you know, Martha's Vineyard, they figured it out, in less than 24 hours, you know, and put a fence around their pristine area, you know, whole deal. We're going to build a wall there real quick. That's not a problem for us. And get everybody else out of there, you know, and this is, this is where we are. So these blue states are, you know, coming to the harsh reality that it's unsustainable. That it just does not make sense. And the thing is, they're not even dealing, Chris, yet with the perniciousness of it all, because it's one thing to deal with migrants that are just, you know, they're detached, you know, they're in need of help, but you've got migrants who are coming in, and they're beholden in so many ways to sex traffickers, drug traffickers, the cartels. And of course, then you saw those photos yesterday where they're showing these gunmen that are coming in with AR-15 type rifles. And, you know, they're coming across the border. I mean, like, you know, they're like scouts. you know, for the cartel coming across into the United States. I mean, we're not talking somebody who's, you know, tiptoeing through the tulips with their kids in hand. I mean, these are dangerous people.
Yeah, they are. And you know, it's, you mentioned Texas. Texas is the one that's feeling the brunt of that. I mean, the migrants that are getting shipped, the illegal aliens that are getting shipped by Governor Abbott and earlier Governor DeSantis, some of these places like Massachusetts and New York and Chicago and Washington D.C. and some of these other cities, sanctuary cities, they're shipping the ones that aren't necessarily tied into those things that you mentioned. The drug trafficking, the sex trafficking.
How are they able to do that? Are they able to vet these people?
But I'm just thinking the ones who have a little bit more, people who cross the border illegally or show up at a port of entry and without authorization and get let in anyway. The ones that are able to freely travel up to some of these northern cities, you know, they're probably not as beholden to the cartels if they have that freedom, because if they are beholden to the cartels, then they're owned by the cartels. So the second border, they've got their instructions of where they need to go to work and to pay back their debts.
If I'm the cartel, Chris, I'm just saying, get in there, get into the interior. Don't worry, we've got tentacles all the way up, you know, to the northern border of America. We've got an infrastructure in just about every state of the union. I think only eight remain, and that they're working on right now, so they can support. They've got a supply chain and support for all these people. So I just want to get you into the interior. Don't worry. You'll get your job assignment. Go and get in there and take advantage, because, I mean, after all, you had, if you remember when they had that debate, you know, with these knuckleheads in the Democratic Party, you know, they said, well, you know, how many of you would offer, you know, free education and free medical care, you know, for illegal immigrants? And without exception, they all raised their hand. So right there, you know, the Democratic Party announced to the world, you know, bring us everybody, bring us your huddle, empty out your jails. Hey, we'll pay for you. You know, they're so on the backs of the other 50% of America, they wrote a humongous check that we're dealing with right now. And I just got a report on these numbers. Bill Pascoe just told me that we're looking at, the CBO revised the budget numbers, and we're going to have a shortfall of $1.7 trillion in 1 year, Chris.
Yeah.
In 1 year.
Yeah. No, and I don't disagree with you about the criminal element. I guess the point that I was trying to make is that the criminal element is definitely more concentrated. It's more felt upon on those border communities in those border states. So even though people are being spread across the country, they're not feeling as much of the pain as Arizona and Texas are currently.
Well, because that's the point. That's the point of entry. Yeah, I get. Right. I get that, Chris.
Yeah.
They're the first. They're right at the front of it, and here they are without any support. And what's happened is that if they fortify and start, you know, if they were to create any kind of offensive force against it, Lord have mercy. I mean, you talk about a war at the border that could take place. But meanwhile, you've got these families, these farmers and stuff like that. I mean, these are small numbers. Our border agencies are overwhelmed. What are these people are going to deal with? I mean, you know, they don't have the firepower to match up against, these cartel groups. This is ridiculous.
No. I was down in Douglas, Arizona years and years ago, but it was during one of the border searches around 2015. And you would hear from the people that live right there along the border. Yeah, they'll just let the illegal aliens basically come in, go through their yards, because they don't want to confront them, because don't know what they may be carrying.
Yeah, and you can't blame them. And meanwhile, on the other hand, as you're reporting, You know, and this may be a surprise to some people because people have felt like, well, the Hispanic communities, you know, they love Joe Biden and appreciate the Democratic Party because, you know, here it is, you know, they're letting our families in and, you know, they're sympathetic to Hispanics and that sort of thing. And of course, it's not just Hispanics. I mean, we're talking, I think, what were we estimating? Some 150, 162 different countries represented. And it seems lately that there's been a bigger surge of communist Chinese coming into the country. Well, that doesn't bode well.
There's a story about Chinese being basically, you know, they're being staged in the Bahamas before they come to the U.S.
Right, exactly. What do they have, direct flights into the Bahamas or something now, directly from China?
They're coming in. The Chinese are building resorts, these massive resorts in the Bahamas, just to basically occupy their time and to get them there. And then from there, they're able to launch them into the U.S.
Stage them and then launch them into the country. Yeah, like that. All that's a good thing. So now the Hispanic community is realizing, you know, that they're losing support, jobs, they're greatly impacted. And, you know, and you had, I guess in the 2020 election, of course, it's hard to, for me, I almost talk with an asterisk whenever I'm referencing the 2020 election because I still don't believe the numbers, okay? I'm just leaving it at that. And I don't care what anybody says, but people quote these numbers like, it's dogma or something. Yeah, man, the numbers have been fudged, they're messed up. But anyway, going with what they say, you know, amongst Hispanics, the Democratic Party had a 33% advantage over Trump in 2020, and now it's down to 3% in a most recent poll. I mean, we're talking in less than 2 years. It's fallen like that. What does that tell you?
Yeah, it is. And we've been witnessing this shift really since 2012 or whenever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So that you've seen a very slow shift from Hispanics, at least to the middle. Maybe not 100% all the way into the Republican camp, but at least into the middle. And a lot of it is, you know, especially the voters, the Hispanic voters, these are U.S. citizens. So.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, maybe they may know somebody who's in the country illegally, or they may have friends who are trying to get into the country through legal pathways or trying to enter illegally. But they're most concerned about their own pocketbooks. And you look at the current state of the uncertainty within the economy. The cost of just goods that have gone up. Mm-hmm. We've seen oil prices soar in just the last couple of weeks. This is hurting their pocketbooks.
Yeah.
So obviously their support has dropped for Biden. And to a certain extent, they do connect this to immigration. Mm-hmm. They're not screaming from the mountaintops saying, yes, let's bring in more people because they're the ones who have to compete directly with them for jobs. And,
right.
And they're already feeling some economic trouble, some economic pain.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing they want is a threat of losing their job.
Exactly. Well, like you say, you know, the price of food and everything's gone up, and now you got a movement, you know, Democrats, you know, for Bacon, not buying into Bidenomics. I mean, because Bacon's now going through the charts, right? So, hey. Oh man, it's unending with this guy. I mean, and to think, we've got two more years, and now he's declaring a climate emergency. I don't know what else we can do here, Chris. I mean, this is going to be a long 2 years to get this country back. But I'll tell you, we've got to be more determined than ever. Chris Chmielewski, he's the Numbers USA VP. Thank you, Chris.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.